Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jay Booksbaum. You know me probably from wine and spirits, but I want to tell you something. Even though I'm in that area of expertise, you're about to hear from Rahama Bistritsky-Klapman, who runs MASS, Mothers and Fathers Aligned Saving Kids. They're in their 20th anniversary. They've got over 45,000 families that they've helped over the years. It's an amazing program. It's called Family Matters. And if you've got any issues with bullying or alcohol or substance abuse or any other kind of abuse, they're your place to go. I'm really excited to introduce you all to Rahama Bistritsky-Klapman here on Dev Brenner's Talkline Communications Network every Thursday night at 9 o'clock. Listen to Rahama and Family Matters.
What are we gonna do with our children? What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Good evening and welcome back to Family Matters, MASC's weekly radio show. MASC, Mothers and Fathers Aligned Saving Kids. We are in our 20th year. We are a referral agency. We have a helpline that you can call anonymous, describe a situation, and we can offer referrals, whether it's to a private therapist, whether it's to a rehab, whether it's to a clinic, whether it's for a school. Maybe you know somebody that's struggling with drug overdosing and you want a naloxone kit, call MASC at 718-758-0400. We can give you a speaker for your child's school, for the staff training, whether you want us to speak to your high school age kids, elementary age kids, whatever it may be in the topics of all mental health issues. So if you know somebody that can use our number, please write it down. Maybe it's for you or a loved one, maybe a neighbor or someone sitting next to you in shul. Our number, again, is 718-758-0400. Tonight, we have with us Rebecca Realmuto from Dynamic Youth. She is the outreach of the coordinator of Dynamic Youth, and I'd like to welcome you tonight, Rebecca. Thank you for coming on our show.
Oh, thank you so much for having us, Rahama, and thanks, MASC, for working with us over the years. I'm definitely very happy to be here and speak about, you know, some of the problems that we're seeing and some of the help that is out there.
Thank you again for being on with us. And, yes, working in the community with MASC for the last 20 years, I remember when I started MASC 20 years ago, walking down Coney Island Avenue and seeing a pool hall where the young adults were hanging out in those days. So that was the first time that I met with the staff at Dynamic Youth. I think it was called Dynamite, right, in those days?
Yeah, we still have a nickname, Dynamite, but yeah, technically Dynamic.
Upright. So, Rebecca, yeah. For my listeners tonight, can you tell us all about Dynamic Youth? What is it? Where is it? And who is Dynamic Youth for? Who should be calling the Dynamic Youth line?
Absolutely. So Dynamic Youth is a adolescent young adult substance abuse program. We are ages 16 to 24, and everyone that comes to our program has a daily dependency on a substance. We are a long-term residential program upstate New York in Fallsburg near Monticello, and everyone that comes into our program starts in the upstate residential portion. It is what's called a therapeutic community, so everyone is contributing. Everyone is cooking and cleaning and answering phones and busy throughout the day, keeping that structure. And then, you know, there is a lot of clinical activities, groups, individual sessions, seminars. They can either be clinical seminars, educational, vocational. Also, if somebody comes into our program that has not finished school, we do have where they can get their GED or diploma while they're in our program. After the upstate portion, we do have an outpatient aftercare, which is on Coney Island Avenue. It's between Avenue O and Avenue N. The address is 1830 Coney Island Avenue. Brooklyn, New York, 11230. It is in Midwood, like you said, right down the block. And the outpatient aftercare at first is 5 days a week, then 3 days a week, then 1 day a week. It's a step-down process to get them slowly back into society. A lot of the young people that come to us, you know, they're on these drugs for so many years that they kind of forgot who they were, how to speak to people, how to do anything really without drugs. So really replacing those negative behaviors and thoughts and, you know, replacing them and reteaching them a different way to think, a different way to speak, a different attitude, you know, throughout the whole process, and helping them get back into being a productive member of society. We also have a vocational counselor that helps them with resumes and school and anything that they would like to do in the future. You know, in our Brooklyn location is also our intake office, you know, where we do assessments. We can, you know, speak to anyone, even if, you know, you don't think that this is the right program for them. You know, we do work with a lot of the surrounding programs, and you know, we are able to assess anyone. All of the assessments are confidential, completely confidential, and we can help find the right level of care, whether that's us or somewhere else. You know, and we do assessments Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and our phone number to schedule an assessment is 718-376-7923. Again, 718-376-7923. You know, a lot of what we've been seeing recently, you know, our statistics from last year, our admissions, you know, 72% were dependent on heroin, 17% were dependent on prescription opiates, 6% were dependent on Xanax and benzodiazepines. You know, these drugs are really a very big problem in all communities. You know, we have a lot from Brooklyn, but we also do have some from Staten Island, some from Queens, some from Long Island. And, you know, these are smart kids. We have some of them come in with college degrees. You know, and a lot of our kids are not here just for legal issues or just for another reason. These people are very tired and want help, you know, and we also do speak with kids that are not willing to go at all. You know, when we really we recommend to the families to just get them in just to have a conversation. And a lot of times when we speak to them and really get to know them, they start to open up, and then we can be able to find them the appropriate level of care and try to help them get into treatment.
Rebecca, I'm glad you brought up that part, because I wanted you to talk about what an intervention is, because not always is the client ready to go into treatment. The parents are usually, like you said, also very tired, very worn down from a child that's doing drugs. And the parents are usually ready before the client, for the child, whatever age, be a 45-year-old child or a 20 and a 17-year-old. So can you talk a little bit about when the child is not ready to go in and an intervention is coordinated? What is an intervention and how does it work out with dynamic youth?
Sure. So definitely, you know, the first thing that I, you know, always say to parents, you know, to really have tough love with them when it comes to drugs. You know, these kids will manipulate and lie and do whatever they can to convince you that they don't have a problem, that they don't need help, you know, that they, you know, whatever they think that they can get away with. You know, when the family kind of comes in as a united front and really says, you have a problem, I am not giving you money anymore, I'm not giving you this anymore, I'm not doing this anymore, really laying down things that you are able to stick to. Because, you know, again, if you do say, I am going to take away your car, for example, and then they do something and you don't take away their car, they're going to know that they can get over on you over and over again. So really making sure that you're strong in those commitments and, you know, making sure that you are stern and really giving them that tough love. When the majority of people that get to our door in our program have been pushed into a corner knowing that if they continue doing what they're doing, they're going to lose their family. They don't have money anymore. They don't have a car. They don't have a phone. They don't have any of these things anymore. So they start to really see that their only option is treatment. So that's definitely, you know, a huge, huge part of it. You know, now, if we have had before, you know, where families think that something's going on with their kids, but are not sure, you know, and we really recommend for them to try to get them, you know, into our door just to talk. You know, some families will bring them, you know, and not really tell them necessarily what we're going to be speaking about, and that's okay, you know, and we'll kind of get up to that and try to see what's going on with them and what kind of help that they would need. But there also is, you know, there is out there plenty of different resources. There's peer counselors, there's interventionists that will come to your house. Unfortunately, we do not have that, but we can definitely recommend people that do that.
Right, and, you know, and MASC as well. We've worked with getting community trained individuals that go to people's houses. So I just wanted to interrupt you and let our listeners know that we can have different male or female individuals that are trained interventionists to go to one's home when the family is ready. So anyone that's interested, call MASC 718-758-0400 to start the conversation. And you can call anonymously. So give MASC a call so that we can get the conversation started with you and Dynamic Youth, if that's the chosen place that you want your child to go to their program, or other rehabs that MASC and Dynamic Youth can pick with you and the professionals so that you get the right help for your family. Rebecca, it's very individualized.
Yes.
And parents and the community need to recognize that not one rehab is the best for everyone.
Absolutely.
So I just wanted to get that out there.
Yeah, absolutely. There are so many different resources, too, for different types of situations and different needs of people, you know, and definitely, you know, that it's great to have places like MASC, and, you know, we also that can recommend a specific place depending on the needs of that person. So, you know, I 100% agree.
Right. Tell me, do you accept MICA, mentally ill and chemically addicted, clients?
Sure. So, you know, we do not have any psychiatrists on site in our program. We are a strictly substance abuse program, but we would evaluate a lot of times what happens is kids come in on a lot of different medications. You know, they've been to different places, to different people, you know, and we can continue them on a medication. We cannot prescribe new medications. So if they, you know, have been diagnosed with depression or anxiety, you know, we can continue them on that medication, and we can, you know, speak to them and really figure out if this is something that would be, you know, the appropriate setting. If not, if it's, you know, something that, you know, that we cannot handle as a staff and as a program, you know, we definitely do know a wide variety of places that do have resources, you know, do have psychiatrists on site and do have, are able to prescribe medications.
Right, and it's important that parents understand that there are some people that must be in a MICA program,
right,
and not just a drug addiction facility. So those are decisions that are never made by parents alone. Those are decisions that addiction specialists will make with the parent and the young adult. Right. Only after doing an intake, will they then advise the parent on the best options, whether the child needs an addiction MICA program or not. I wanted to put that out there for clarity. Rebecca, the family, let's talk about family. You know, MASC has been around 20 years. We just celebrated in February. It's coming up to 21 years soon. I won't be able to say 20 anymore. And over 45,000 families later that we've helped, that's reached out to MASC in many different contexts, whether it's bullying, whether it's a mental health issue, whether it's schizophrenia, bipolar, eating disorder, gambling, whatever it may be, depression, whatever it may be, anxiety. MASC helps each family individually to get the right therapy, the right rehabs, the right therapist, the right rabbis, the right community, the right mentoring, the right facility for the parent and for the child. So I wanted to talk about the important element of family therapy, because family therapy focuses on repairing the relationship and helping for the sustaining recovery and healthy communication. By the time a child gets into your treatment, whether it be dynamic youth or any other rehab, whether it's LSA, whether it's SAFE, whether any realization center, any of the community outpatient clinics, the family members are usually angry, resentful, exhausted, physically and emotionally tired. They're unable to trust because they're so hurt by their child's behavior of abusing the drugs, the alcohol. And there's a lot of damage that goes in to individuals and the families. So can you talk about the family piece at Dynamic Youth that you offer, please?
Absolutely. I'm so glad that you brought that up. You know, the family is a very, very important piece of this equation and really helping the whole family recover. when dealing with substance abuse with young people, you know, they are numbing themselves with these substances. They are not feeling the things that they're doing to their family. They know that it's there. They know that they're doing it, but they're not feeling it. And, you know, we say all the time, the family is feeling it the whole time. They're not using these substances. They are, you know, really having to deal with these things while the kids are escaping to drugs and alcohol. You know, so we definitely have a big family component here at Dynamic Youth Community. Every young person that's admitted into our program, we do have the families come to, we have weekly family meetings at our Brooklyn location on Coney Island Avenue between Avenue O and Avenue N. Every Wednesday night, and the families come and speak about, you know, the things that are going on with them. They don't have to speak. You know, I know at first it's very intimidating, but we have 200 family members that come every week that are going through exactly the same thing and that can't talk to their friends about it and can't talk to their coworkers about it because of the stigma. You know, but these families really understand, and we have, you know, clinicians and therapists that really, you know, facilitate groups and work with the families on getting through the trauma that they've experienced from dealing with a kid that's been going through all of this. You know, a lot of times there's a lot of guilt and, you know, a lot of things that surface, you know, from resulting from a young person using. So we definitely, you know, for 47 years we've been around and we've always had a family component, you know, and we've had studies that have shown, we don't have the statistics, I don't have the statistics in front of me right now, but have shown the effectiveness of the family being involved in this young person's treatment. It is so much more effective when they are involved than when they are not as involved. You know, and we, you know, the disease affects everybody, not just the young person. It affects the friends, the family, you know, parents, siblings, and, you know, we do definitely acknowledge that. Also, when we do assessments initially do assessments, we do have the family come with the young person for that assessment so we can speak to the young person and then speak to the family, get both sides, and then work together to find a plan. You know, when the clinicians and the family work together as a united front, it really, really helps these young people. And, you know, again, we do these assessments in our Brooklyn location, 1830 Coney Island Avenue, and our phone number is 718-376-7923. You know, and we do really, really, you know, find the family piece very important.
Right, and can we talk about relapse prevention? A very big issue that we need to realize that I tell parents, when your child is admitted to rehab, you can go to sleep that night and keep both your eyes closed and get some good, well-earned rest. But the next day, parents must get into treatment and learn what their child is learning in rehab at the same time that their child is in rehab. So it's not like the child goes off to treatment and now they can just take it easy until the kid gets home, 30, 60, 90 days, or as long as the treatment is. Every rehab is different. So it's important that parents really learn the disease from a professional addiction clinic, outpatient rehab, or private clinician, well-trained with the CASAC and other degrees so that they're able to get the right information. But the relapse issue we need to address because parents need to realize that there is a big percentage of relapse, and I would like you to please address that, please.
Sure, absolutely. You know, a lot of times, unfortunately, you know, it's easy to hope and wish that after taking the drugs out of somebody's system, you know, they are okay and they are going to be better and that, you know, everything is resolved. And unfortunately, that's not the case with addiction. You know, it is a lifelong thing. You know, definitely it gets easier with time and the proper tools. You know, but this is something that really, you know, it is a, it's similar to, you know, cancer. You really, you go through treatment and treatment takes a while and then, you know, there is a chance of it coming back and you having to deal with it again. You know, you always have to make sure you take care of yourself and, you know, this is very similar. Everyone that, you know, comes into our program, we work a lot on, you know, dealing with the emotional core issues, the way that they think about things, the way that they feel about things. A lot of what we find, you know, with specifically these young people that are, you know, on these drugs, they really are a lot of times very sensitive people, that they're numbing all of these emotions and they don't know how to properly cope. So dealing with those, you know, teaching them coping skills and dealing with those emotions is so important, you know, and when they learn how to do that themselves and recognize, oh, I react like this when I feel like this and I feel like this because this happened, you know, and they can make those connections, they start to be able to help themselves after, you know, treatment. But definitely, you know, after inpatient treatment, they need to continue with some other type of help. I mean, we, you know, here have that outpatient aftercare portion where we kind of slowly get them back into society and it has a strong peer connection and the families already, you know, by the time that the young person comes from the residential to the outpatient, the family has been learning about, you know, their, you know, there's triggers and there's signs and there's things that you can start to see when their behaviors start to revert back to their old ways and they start having the same attitude that they used to have. You know, those things come first before a relapse on the drugs.
Right.
So, you know, really in learning that.
Right. Thank you. So to our listeners tonight, we have Rachel Riamato from Dynamic Youth with us. And our message is, seek professional help if you suspect your teen has a substance abuse problem. There are so many talented, knowledgeable, caring people and professionals that are willing to help you. Just pick up the phone, call 718-758-0400. You must be involved in your teen's recovery. Treatment of teen addiction requires a lot of hard work from the therapist to the parents and the teens. I want to thank you, Rachel. I want to thank our listeners tonight, and I want to wish everyone a very good evening and a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you, Rachel. Hope to have you on again soon.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they are our most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else?
Stop into Greater Windows and Doors at 1302 60th Street in Brooklyn. You can call them at 718-972-2626.
TCN, Talk Line Communications Network Radio, America's number one Jewish program.
For a great night out, get ready for a unique dining experience. Great Falls Bistro at Factory 220 in Passaic, New Jersey stands out from the rest. The ambiance is chic, elegant, and the food is out of this world. You'll feast on a variety of creative dishes, tapas, dry-aged steaks, signature cocktails, and an extensive wine list. The service is professional and top-notch. The waiters are attentive, and the food is fresh and delicious down to the last bite. Great Falls Bistro at Factory 220 in Passaic provides private, elegant dining from 5 to 200 guests. They also specialize in cocktail parties, after-work celebrations, Sheva Brachos, holiday parties, and any simcha or special event. Great Falls Bistro is at Factory 220, where only the finest dining is on the menu and under Starcase supervision. For more information, visit them online at greatfallsbistro.com or call 973 973- 973-1007. That's 973-473-1007. Great Falls Bistro. Great destination dining. Worth a trip from anywhere.